The U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee probing the deadly January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol building is set to vote Tuesday on adopting a contempt report against Steve Bannon, a longtime advisor to former President Donald Trump. Bannon was scheduled to appear for a deposition before the committee on Thursday. Bannon's lawyer said earlier this week that his client would not be complying. He cited ongoing objections by the former president, as well as instructions from Trump's lawyer. Lawmakers, 7 Democrats, 2 Republicans, all appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, say they want to move quickly to pursue a criminal contempt charge against witnesses like Bannon, who refused to comply. The UN General Assembly on Thursday elected the United States to the Geneva-based Human Rights Council, more than 3 years after the administration of former President Trump quit the 47-member body over what it called chronic bias against Israel and a lack of reform. The United States begins a 3-year term on January 1st next year. It will pit Washington against Beijing and Moscow, who began council terms this year. U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January, pledging human rights would be the center of his foreign policy, and his administration has not shied away from criticizing China over Hong Kong, Xinjiang, and Taiwan, and also calling out Russia. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield said Washington would initially focus on, in her words, what we can accomplish in situations of dire need, such as in Afghanistan, Burma, China, Ethiopia, Syria, and Yemen. Burma is another name for Myanmar. VOA News. Pakistan International Airlines, or PIA, on Thursday suspended flights to Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, over what the state-run carrier alleged was heavy-handed interference by the neighboring country's ruling Taliban forces. The suspension came on the same day a Taliban transport ministry statement warned that it will stop Pakistan International Airlines flight operations between Islamabad and the Afghan capital unless the airline reduces ticket prices to the levels that existed before mid-August when the Islamist group took control of Afghanistan. The statement also ordered Afghan Airlines Cam Air to reduce fares on the same route between Kabul and Islamabad to previous levels or face a halt to their flight operations. At present, both PIA and Cam Air operate only chartered flights with high fares in and out of Kabul. They say high insurance costs are the reason for not resuming commercial operations. PIA officials have complained that their staff in Kabul have faced last-minute changes in regulations and flight permissions, as well as what they called highly intimidating behavior from Taliban commanders. They allege the airline's country representative had been held at gunpoint for hours at one point and was freed only after the Pakistan embassy intervened. Taliban officials have not commented on that incident. At least 4 people were killed and 20 others wounded Thursday as gunfire erupted in Lebanon's capital amid protests against a judge investigating last year's deadly port blast. Prime Minister Najib Mikati called for calm to be restored and urged people not to be dragged into civil strife. The army warned it would open fire against anyone shooting live rounds. It was not immediately clear what triggered Thursday's violence. Supporters of the militant group Hezbollah and its allies had gathered near the Palace of Justice in Beirut to rally against Judge Tarek Bitar. The groups have demanded his removal, accusing him of conducting a politicized investigation, singling out certain officials. The August 2020 explosion involving improperly stored ammonium nitrate, at a port warehouse killed more than 200 people and injured thousands more while destroying parts of surrounding neighborhoods. And Southern African troops have driven jihadists out of northern Mozambique, but will stay in the country indefinitely to ensure the situation remains under control, this according to a regional bloc on Thursday. The head of the Southern African Development Community's mission in Mozambique said terrorism is still a major threat. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.